The following podcast is provided to you free, as is all our content, at drhoffman.com. If you'd like to listen, help support Intelligent Medicine, and get great values by shopping at our supplement store, go to drhoffman.com and click on Shop, then click on the store. Thanks, and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to talk about an event which I think is going to be a really great way to start the new fall season in terms of reinvigorating your motivation and your drive to pursue natural medicine approaches to health problems. Because today we're going to talk to a fantastic integrator, an innovator in the field of complementary medicine. It brings a lot of elements together. And we're going to let you know about a really exciting program that you can be part of that will really dramatically expand your horizons of knowledge about this field. I know that you like listening to Intelligent Medicine. That's a source of information for you. But the universe of information about complementary alternative medicine is far wider than even just this broadcast, and there's some really outstanding people who can bring you information of value. So without further ado, here's James Maskell, who is spearheading an initiative called the Evolution of Medicine Summit. Welcome, James.
Thanks so much. It's great to be back on the podcast with you, Dr. Hoffman.
Well, thanks a lot. And you know, for our listening audience, give them a little bit your background, how you got into the field of complementary alternative medicine. You actually sort of a personal epiphany which got you involved because you had sort of a straight-laced career and then decided to go into this.
Yeah, no, I was the weird kid at school that did natural medicine. I had homeopathy and chiropractic. I didn't realize that it was weird until I got to school and no one else did it. You know, my mom was really big on not giving me antibiotics, which was, you know, a lot of amazing forethought from her. And yeah, I ended up having a rebellious phase, becoming an investment banker. I did a degree in economics. I was an investment banker for about 6 months before I had a real crisis of conscience about what I was doing, and just you know, sort of felt that the work and my life up until that point had been what I'd learned growing up was going to be part of the solution to the biggest problem in the biggest economy in the world, which is American medicine. And so I quit. I took 100% pay cut. I moved to Georgia. I started working in selling things to doctors like yourself, you know, selling supplements through physicians. And, you know, through that, for a few years, I really got to see what was going on in the industry, got to meet all different types of practitioners, from functional doctors and holistic doctors, naturopaths, chiropractors, really got a good idea of what was going on in the industry. And then for the last 6 years, I've really been innovating to try and push this medicine forward and get more patients interested in seeing a doctor like yourself, and also getting more doctors interested in practicing this type of medicine. And, you know, we've tried different things over time, and we sort of failed forward. And I really feel like just at this point right now, we're getting to a point where we're really going to make an impact. And so I'm excited to come back and tell everyone about what we're doing.
Right. Well, what the exciting thing that's happening next month, it's upon us soon. That's why I wanted an opportunity to speak to you while people still had an opportunity to find out and sign up, is this Evolution of Medicine Summit, which I think is just an unprecedented effort to bring together some of the luminaries in the field of complementary alternative medicine. And I'm just very proud and flattered that I was selected to participate in this alongside such eminences in the field as Deepak Chopra and Mark Hyman, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, and many others, some of whom are familiar to our listeners as guests on this program. You've really, you know, selected an all-star lineup.
Yeah, it's great. You know, just one thing led to another. I got a few people on board at the beginning, and then, you know, it sort of turned the other way, where now everyone sort of realized this was going to work, and they could see that we had segments on the Huffington Post, and that, you know, there was going to be a lot of juice that was going to flow to the summit. And now I've sort of had to line up my 2015 summit with even more interesting people for next year, because I couldn't fit them in this year. But I have to say, I'm really, really excited to put this into the world. And, you know, the goal of this, Ron, is to achieve the two goals that I was talking about earlier. We want to find ways to get people who, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want to live healthy lives. You know, if maybe if you're let's just say you're a follower of the paleo diet and you're really into paleo and you understand inflammatory disease and you understand reducing inflammation, you need to be seeing a functional doctor. You're not going to get any value from seeing a regular primary care doctor because they don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. And in some ways, you're more advanced than them in understanding how to, you know, reduce the long-term causes of chronic disease. And so we want to get those people into seeing doctors who do integrative and holistic medicine. And then on the other side, we want to spread the best practices. You've been a speaker on my functional forum. On the functional forum, which is a conversation for doctors, we're talking about spreading the best practices on how doctors can actually build strong, sustainable practices in this field and, you know, really drive community oriented wellness practices. And so, you know, the summit does both. We have a patient and a doctor track, and it's free for everyone. We just really want to reduce the barriers to anyone getting this information so they can work out, you know, how to play their optimal role in this more evolved medical system.
So we have a lot of health practitioners who listen to this program, quite flattered that they find it useful. But we also have a lay audience. So tell us, you know, you say there are different tracks of this Evolution of Medicine Summit. And so how do they differ, and, you know, how would you know which one to sign up for?
Well, the good news is that you can listen to anyone for free. It's not like you can only listen to one if you're a patient or other and a doctor. You can listen to whatever you want. But we've just tried to curate a remarkable experience for everyone. So, you know, for patients, you may want to listen to those doctors that are speaking on a patient level on things like how to avoid the causes of chronic disease. What are they and how to avoid them? How to engage with the next generation of health technology. You know, in a month's time, Ron, you and I will probably all be watching, you know, and most people listening will be at least interested in wearing an iWatch and getting this data back for themselves about their underlying health issues. So we've got a whole focus on that. We've got a whole thing on the microbiome. Obviously, that's an area that I'm really passionate about and is a new area of really interesting science in something that's very empowering for patients. And then, you know, for doctors, we're really sharing not only the clinical best practices, there are some really exciting things that are happening just at the same time as this summit comes out, and it had nothing to do with me. The Cleveland Clinic making it clear that they're betting on functional and integrative medicine for the future.
Wow, that is really exciting. That's the, you know, we're in the belly of the beast, so to speak, because that's just a real bastion of conventional medicine, and yet now they're beginning to embrace complementary approaches. That's great. What are they doing over there?
They're building a massive functional medicine center. You know, the CEO of Cleveland Clinic realizes, you know, in the short term they're going to make less money because they're going to do less heart stents, you know, because people are not going to be needing them. But in the long term, they're going to be part of the group along with the Institute of Functional Medicine that's really leading the charge. And I think their vision is that they're going to actually be leading this revolution and being able to, like, communicate to other doctors and health organizations how to do this. So the model that they're setting up there is awesome. It's functional medicine based. It's in groups. There's you know, group visit model. There's support. There's, you know, peer support, there's digital support. They're really going all out to really build this new model. So that's one thing. And then the other thing that's happening on Sunday the 14th, which is the weekend, is really the doctor portion. And so one day is dedicated to sort of clinical and the other to non-clinical. But the other thing that comes out on that same day is the first ever Brain and Gut Medical Journal. So there's going to be a journal.
That's, and that's to be headed by Dr. David Perlmutter. Of course,
yeah,
right?
Perlmutter is the editor-in-chief, and he's on the summit. And Ari Voljani is another one of the editors, and he's on the summit. And so that's all on the Sunday. We're looking at basically that new understanding and its implications for neurology, psychiatry, endocrinology, immunity, and autoimmunity. And so that's one of the clinical days. And the non-clinical days is really focusing on some of the stuff that we've had in the functional forum. I remember Jeff Glad, you know, he talked about building a patient focused
and he was subsequently a guest here on Intelligent Medicine as well.
So Jeff is awesome, and he's coming on there. We've got Shilpa Saxena talking about you know, the group visit model and how she's been able to develop this functional medicine group visit model that allows people to do functional medicine on insurance, which is super exciting. And then Frank Lippman, who has built a practice with one doctor and five health coaches, and basically through that has been able to offer lower cost support and, you know, provide a model where a doctor and health coaches are working together to be able to really support patients through their changes. So, you know, it's really exciting. And, you know, all of this information, the clinical information especially, has typically been sort of behind this paywall. You have to go to a $1,500 seminar and right. you have to fly there and so forth. What we're trying to do is just make it available for everyone. So if you're a doctor, just listen up.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because with technology, we can really leverage the innovations in technology to disseminate the information much more easily. And, you know, in the old days, and I remember, you know, I've been around for a while, so I remember that when I was a medical student, I began to be interested in this. If you wanted to learn about complementary alternative medicine, you had two choices. Sometimes the circus would come to town, so to speak. We would have what was called a whole life expo, and it was this big exhibit hall, and they had speakers there, and frankly, there wasn't a lot of quality control. You know, there were people with pyramids on their heads and people selling, you know, liquid crystal, whatever, diodes to, you know, transform your consciousness. And then there were, you know, speakers of great excellence, you know, really top speakers like Bernie Siegel in the day, you know, those types of innovators. And so, you know, you went there and you had to sometimes travel a long distance, and you'd go to a big crowded lecture hall and you kind of make your way around that. And then alternatively, for a health professional, you'd have to hop on a plane. You know, if there's a meeting in Dallas or a meeting in Portland or a meeting in Seattle, you'd have to fly out there at great expense, stay in a hotel, and then obtain information that way. Now we have this new model, which is the webinar model. And so explain to people what the nuts and bolts of that might look like. And for some of our, maybe our technologically daunted listeners, you know, tell them how easy it is to get involved in this.
Super easy, Ron. You sign up today. You know, you go to the summit, you sign up. Even before the summit starts on September 8th, there are six talks that are available for you to check out right now. One from Jeff Bland, who is the father of, you know, functional medicine, and talking really about this evolution of medicine. He was so eloquent. I just had to sort of give people more time to listen to it. And then there's another one by Tom Blue, which for those people who are listening to this and are really passionate about sort of like how to deliver the evolution of medicine, like how evolved medicine is actually going to be delivered, he's amazing. And then we have four audio talks on the four major causes of chronic disease, which has been part of our platform at Revive, which is basically that there are four things that patients should be doing to look after themselves and you know, to take care of themselves, four modifiable causes of chronic disease. So those are available for people right now. And then the summit starts on September 8th. And if you're signed up with your email, you'll get an email every morning. And from 10 a.m. until 10 a.m. the next day, you have 24 hours to watch those four or five talks. Mm-hmm. I know your talk is on Monday the 8th, and it's okay. The evolution of gastroenterology.
Great. And we'll provide information via, you know, my website, of course, and through Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, we get the word out. But you're going to be communicating with the people who signed up with us to tell them what's on the menu.
Yeah, they get an email every day from Monday the 8th until Monday the 15th with what's on the menu today. They have 24 hours to watch it. And then, you know, if you want to listen to more, you want to listen again, you want to download it, there are options to download it. But essentially, you know, what we're doing and why we can make it free for everyone is just that the system allows, you know, that to happen. And I'm just really grateful to yourself and all of the other innovators who I know. If I, you know, I know that it's, you know, for pitching in to be able to create this really remarkable event.
Well, okay. So give us the, you know, what's the Intelligent Medicine call to action for getting signed up? Let's be really specific for our listeners. What should they be writing down now, and where can they go to sign up?
Well, I'm not sure if you're going to provide a link for them to sign up.
But I will. Actually, that'll make it super convenient. Thank you for reminding me. Is if you go to drhoffman.com, we do have on our front page, and we've had it continuously for the past month or so, a link, an announcement for that. And if you click on that, that's a portal of entry. And you can, you know, find out all you need to know, and you can sign up. And, of course, you know, just also Google Evolution of Medicine Summit. That's another way to get in on the action.
Awesome. That's exactly it.
Right. So, okay. You know, let's talk about some of the themes that are emerging. I mean, you spent time talking to how many health practitioners for this? You know, dozens and dozens, literally.
I interviewed almost 50, and this is sort of like the best 35 in the summit. I mean, it wasn't that the other ones weren't good. It's just that I actually had a physical limitation on how many I could put in.
Right. And what will happen is this will become an annual event. I think that this is going to be something that is going to have legs, and it'll build from year to year. And I think next year you may have a different menu of practitioners, you know, keeping some of the star practitioners, but, you know, allowing some additional people to participate who have innovative ideas that, you know, may emerge in coming years. So what's your sense, you know, at the end? Some people have said that complementary and alternative medicine is kind of an aberration. You know, we're proceeding with technological advancements. You know, we're working on cures for Alzheimer's disease and cancer and heart disease. And there are actually doctors in the conventional medical realm who don't believe that there should be such a thing as alternative medicine. They think there should only be mainstream medicine, that alternative medicine is merely speculative. It's sort of like a placeholder because we don't have answers for some of the major diseases. But with technological advances, basically, these alternative practitioners will be squeezed out. What's your take on that?
Actually, I think it's going to be completely the opposite, Ron. I think it's going to be completely the opposite, where basically I think it's going to come out in the next little while, and it's going to be clear that the only way to be able to really deal with these chronic and degenerative diseases. Look, we're doing a great job at dealing with acute medicine right now. America's good at that. What we're not good at in modern medicine is being able to deal with acute and autoimmune diseases. And I think that once people, particularly once they have their iWatch and they'll be able to track all of these, they're going to be obsessed and they're going to be excited about improving the numbers on their iWatch, and symptoms are going to become secondary. And those numbers on the iWatch are going to be improved by functional medicine, by reducing stress, by improving their nutrition, by changing, you know, their biome and so forth. All of these things are going to become what's important. And I think what's actually going to happen is that those doctors that have spoken in this kind of way, yes, there's going to be some need for them as acute things come up. But Mark Hyman, I was on with Mark Hyman on the on HuffPost Live today, and he said, look, your doctor cannot cure type 2 diabetes, but you can. And that is what it's going to be. There's the same thing in diabetes as cancer, as autoimmune disease. There's this pre-time when you don't quite have the disease, but you're moving in that direction. And basically, once people have the experience and understand that they can reverse and move towards a long-term health by their own lifestyle habits, then basically the kind of doctors that you are and otherwise, I feel like they're going to be the rock stars of the new medical paradigm. And those people that don't understand this and don't get this, well, it'll start by fewer and fewer people coming to their practices, and it'll end that, you know, they'll just be out of business. And these doctors who are on the front of primary care, I think the naturopaths have a big role to play. But if we can solve these chronic diseases at primary care, then most of these specialists that are involved with the high price care at the end cease to be relevant. You know, Bucky Fuller said, if you want to make real change, you don't fight the existing paradigm, you build a new paradigm that makes the old system obsolete. And that's what I think is going to happen. Well, that's what I hope is going to happen. And that's what I'm going to try and make happen.
Well, you know, certainly what we're seeing are major cracks emerging in the facade of conventional medicine, because number one, we're finding that while we do come up with more and more treatments, the treatments entail in many cases, terrible side effects. Many of the drugs that were introduced with great fanfare are now being withdrawn, or they're carving out multi-million or multi-billion dollar settlements for people who are harmed by these drugs. We're also seeing the costs go through the roof. It's unrealistic to expect that we're going to be able to treat people ad infinitum with drugs that cost upwards of $100,000 a year merely to sustain their lives. People are getting sick and tired of the medical system. We're beginning to talk about rationing as well. I know that you've spent time in countries where there's socialized medicine. You've studied in England and in South Africa. And, what are the prospects for the system saving itself, or do you think it's going to implode?
Well, all of the conversations that we have in America are all about who's going to pay for everything. Obamacare and so forth is really just fiddling with who pays for what. But the truth is that in any westernized economy where chronic disease is a serious burden, and the World Economic Forum says that chronic disease is the biggest biggest issue and the biggest potential for, you know, the biggest problem for economic growth is chronic disease, that no country, no matter who's paying, can afford these skyrocketing costs. In the UK, the NHS has said, look, we're not going to be able to pay for everything because everything is getting so much more costly and the prices are just going up, and treating these diseases with these strategies doesn't work. So there has to be a fundamental shift in how we deal with these chronic diseases. And, you know, and that is, and functional medicine is proving it. Like the Cleveland Clinic for me is a watershed moment where essentially the, you know, one of the leaders in the old paradigm is saying, this is the future of chronic disease management. If they thought the future of chronic disease management was just better technology and more equipment and more tech, I'm sure they'd be buying that. But they realize that this is the future, and so that's why they're investing in it. It's a massive new center, it's a massive announcement, and it's a watershed moment in the industry that says that this is the way that chronic disease is going to be dealt with, and you better, you know, you either get in line and see that this is the future, or you're going to go out of business.
And you can find out all about it by signing up for the Evolution of Medicine Summit. Check out my newsletter. We'll have an announcement this week. And also go to drhoffman.com. On the homepage is a place where you can sign up. Okay, this is a good inflection point. I know we have a lot more to say about some of the things that are going to be covered in the Evolution of Medicine Summit. So let's stipulate this is part one of today's discussion with our guest, James Maskell. And when we return, we're going to tackle some other issues. We'll talk about the revolution in self-monitoring that is just about to explode with Apple and Microsoft vying, and of course, Google vying for all kinds of health apps, thousands of them literally be unleashed on us. Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? How will it change the landscape of medicine? We'll tackle that in part two with today's guest, James Maskell. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.